Continue on today in our study in the book of Acts, which Luke records as the history. Often we see it as the history of the beginning of the church, and that's true. Sometimes more than one thing can be true about something. But we also see the book of Acts as the history of how the Holy Spirit works to bring about the beginning of the church. And so we're going to start today. We're going to pick up where the scripture choir left off. So that's in Acts 21. And we're going to start at we're going to start at 37, and then we'll read into the 22nd chapter. As Paul was about to be brought into the barracks, he said to the commander, "May I say something to you?" And he said, "Do you know Greek? Then you are not that Egyptian who some time ago stirred up a revolt and led the 4,000 men of the assassins out into the wilderness." But Paul said, "I am a Jew of Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no insignificant city, and I beg you, allow me to speak to the people." When he had given him permission, Paul, standing on the stairs, motioned to the people with his hand. And when there was a great hush, he spoke to them in the Hebrew dialect, saying,